You know what? We need a Netflix special, Lawyer Extraordinaire, where we follow around Jeff O'Brien and on his daily routine.
Just follow around a bunch of lawyers with Jeff. He'd be interesting to talk to.
Seriously, because you go to, like, you travel to different states all around Minnesota. That could actually be a really good documentary. We could talk about your love of KISS as well. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. No, I'm on board with that. I'm good with that. I can do that.
The Washington Supreme Court issued two orders on Monday endorsing alternative pathways for individuals to pursue a legal career, effectively eliminating the requirement of passing the bar exam. Justifying its decision, the court claimed that the traditional bar exam blocks marginalized groups from entering the practice of law, and even went so far as to accuse the bar exam itself of having racism and classism written into the test itself. So I got a few specific questions on this, Lawyer Extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, but I'll just ask you up front. I mean, what are your thoughts on this Washington Supreme Court ruling that the bar exam is allegedly racist?
Well, you know, one can criticize the bar exam as a accurate measure of who should become licensed as an attorney in a state. And there's some states that, you know, like Wisconsin, where I'm licensed and actually a member of the board of the non-resident lawyer division, where they have diploma privilege. If you graduate from Marquette or UW-Madison law schools, they deem those educations enough to qualify you to be a lawyer in Wisconsin. You don't have to take a bar exam. So this, it's not unheard of to not take a bar exam. The idea, but, you know, a bar exam is just basically, it's some essay questions and it's a multiple choice part of the test. So it's no different than the essay part. That's what we do in law school. So if you're going to say that the bar exam is racist, I mean, that's the basis for how we test in law schools as well. So I don't get where they're coming from with the angle that it's racist. And I did look at the report, and I think it's more I'm guessing the folks that are pushing this are not minorities. It's probably others that want to lower the standards to try to become a lawyer so that they can, you know, bring, you know, lawsuits for social justice causes and other things rather than do what lawyers are supposed to be doing, which is, you know, representing clients and pursuing justice. So that's my take on it.
The only other state that approves alternatives to the bar exam for law licensure is Oregon. The article goes on to say, something tells me California will follow suit soon enough. The ruling introduced three alternative pathways for legal licensing. Now, without getting into those alternative pathways, this is the part that I wanted to ask you about as well. In addition to deeming the bar exam racist and requiring changes to the legal licensing process, the minimum passing score for the bar exam must also be reduced from 270 to 266. Do you see that as being potentially problematic? Is that a big change, or is that a sort of an unanswerable question?
What I don't like about it, John, is all of this. You know, they're doing this under the guise of they're saying that the bar exam is racist, so we have to lower the score for passage, and we have to do this and have alternatives. What it's presuming is that minority law students aren't smart enough to pass it. I don't like that. I think that, you know, just taking Minnesota as an example, we have a very diverse bar, and everybody is, for the most part, passed the bar exam. I don't think it's a very difficult exam to pass. We have a very high passage rate here in Minnesota, and I'm guessing Washington has the same. So, you know, all of this, I think there's another agenda here, and they're just, you know, rolling out, playing the racism card again to enact that agenda. You know, I don't see it.
Yeah, the article wraps up on this, and I think it speaks to what you're referring to, talking with Lawyer Extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. The article writer says, I can't speak to whether the bar exam is the best means for law licensure, but I'm getting sick of wokeness demeaning everything racist. This week alone, it was claimed that medical devices are racist and that the institution of marriage is racist. Last year, the Biden administration literally claimed that roads are racist. And of course, you probably remember math is also racist. The problem with accusing everything of being racist is that it undermines opposition to legitimate racism. But for the woke left, it doesn't matter. They're not trying to achieve equality or equity or whatever these accusations are. Their agenda is purely political, and that's why Democrats can continue to insist that election integrity efforts like voter ID signature requirements are racist because such things are such things make it hard to cheat. You know, my concern on this, Jeff, just without, you know, any sort of legal background, would be, again, to sort of if we were getting to a point where we were dumbing down the ability, for lack of a better way to describe it, to get, you know, a law licensure, and just what that could mean for the potential of lawfare, like we've seen it used so often within our headlines. If we've got individuals that just aren't, you know, as educated in the way of conducting law, and if that spreads, then I think you see a further erosion, at least an erosion of trust within our judicial system.
I agree, John. I think that one of the issues back in the, you know, a decade ago when we were in the 15 years ago when we were in the Great Recession, you know, a lot of law firms weren't hiring. And so you had a lot of brand new graduates who had been licensed, passed the exam, and were immediately holding themselves out as, you know, having their own firm and practicing. It made it hard because you didn't have that level of mentorship and from more senior attorneys like others of us had received early on in our careers. And there was issues with client control and inability to settle things. And our courts are jam-packed enough with cases. We don't need a bunch of, you know, frivolous cases being brought into court because someone doesn't know better. And so, again, can we have the debate as to whether or not the bar exam is the right measure for licensure? Sure. But to throw out any sort of objective standard and just open the floodgates to let everyone become a lawyer, I think is going to be problematic, not only for the courts, but also for folks that are out there trying to find a competent lawyer to represent them on something.
Lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. If anybody wants to reach out to you, if they need to access any of your services, how can they do that?
You can go to my Twitter account at Jeff O'Brien. There's jeffreyobrien.today and all my is my personal website and blog and all my content's on there. I think my contact info is on there too.
You can also just reach out to me and I'll shoot his info your way as well. Thank you as always, Jeff. Great talking with you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, John.